Welcome to Gamma Crawl X, the live action role play. Wait, is it live action? No,
the live action role play.
You just can't see it. You can't prove this isn't LARP, people.
Welcome to our LARP.
We've all got lavalier mics on and we're running around the park right now.
Please forgive our Russell.
Yeah, Russ is here with us. Please forgive him.
Please forgive our Russell.
Hello, Russell, I'm sorry.
He knows not what he does. This is an actual play podcast brought to you by System Mastery because of you, our Patreon subscribers, in which we go rampaging around a post-apocalyptic America, driving around the desert in huge truck mazes with our various guest hosts and our crazy shenanigans and adventures. And I should have written this down, shouldn't I have, John?
Jesus.
Fuck it, we're doing it live.
It's fine, we're right where I want to be. Everything's great. Let's go around the table and introduce everyone, as if you don't know. First of all, I'm your host, I'm Jeff. Hello, I'm Jeff. That's good enough. John, how are you? You're John.
I am John. You didn't want to introduce your character? Nothing? God.
Okay,
worst.
I'm Jeff, and on today's episode, I'll be playing the role of Hugo Nylarthotank. He's a giant ball of tentacles, eyes, and beaks that's stuck in a 1970s bumper tank, and he has a sultry, sexy voice, and he's out to prove himself to the world. He wants to be the very best. And then he wants to kill you and everyone you like. Yeah. All right, what about you, John? How you doing?
I'm doing great.
And what's your character all about?
My character is Oculus Vive, the sentient VR movie experience robot that has come to life. And his movie catalog is only horror films, though. So all he can do is beam straight horror into your brain meats.
Let me ask you, do you have any like horror parody stuff in there? Do you have like the Scary Movies?
No.
Okay, just checking.
No.
What about like Young Frankenstein? Do you have any Young Frankenstein?
No. No, I mean, he'll have some of the things like Wolf Cop, where it's horror that just happens to be funny,
oh,
but
so
not like parody.
He's got
horror.
Like Deathgasm in there?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Let's see. Then we've also got Brad. We're going to go to you because you also have a character to introduce. Brad, say hi.
Hey there. Yeah, as we established, I still have nothing going on, but I am playing Teddy Rustbin. He's a squirrel that was in a garbage can. No, we established it was a dumpster.
I don't think it matters.
It was a dumpster.
He was
in a garbage heap.
Giant,
and then radiation happened, and he became a giant monster.
Yeah.
He knows how to hit things real hard and probably die again. He's not very strong.
No,
he's
got
very strong.
Riggedy wrecked in our last session.
Yeah, he's strong, but he's sickly, and then he gets wrecked easy.
Well, he's like that radiation goop guy from the end of RoboCop, where he's fragile, but he probably could fuck you up if he actually hit
if you let him get
right
close
away.
To you, yeah.
Yeah.
I believe the technical term is a glass cannon.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's what everyone thinks of when they think of glass cannon, is that goop help me guy from the end of RoboCop.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is where the term comes from.
Exactly where it comes from. The guy who's all like, help me, and I had nightmares for like 2 years.
And then he hit glass and it looked like he got shot with a cannon.
Yes.
Yeah, he got all glooped. He turned into some...
He got gleeked.
He got all Augustus glooped.
He got creamed.
Yeah, he just smashed across the windshield like the world's biggest mosquito, and it was fantastic. And I had nightmares for about 2 years. Thank you very much, RoboCop. Anyway, that's Teddy Rustbin.
Yeah, that's me.
There you go. Thanks, Brad. And then, of course, our illustrious GM, Quinn. Hi, Quinn. How are you?
Hi, Jeff. I'm doing well. As your GM, I will be playing such roles as DJ Holmes Box Office, Et Alia, which is Latin for, and others.
I thought it was and oil.
Oh, yes.
I will be playing
Oilia.
Oil.
I will be playing two things, DJ Holmes Box Office and oil.
I'm that bad guy from Fern Gully.
Hexus?
Yeah.
No, I'm that goop guy from the end of RoboCop.
I would love to have Hexus join us on the mic. That was Tim motherfucking Curry.
Spice!
Capitalism.
So now we have...
All right, fans, start emailing Tim Curry.
Get him on the show.
Oh, man, if we could get Tim Curry on one episode of this show, that would be the greatest thing ever.
That would insanity.
I'm sure he would be
legally obligated to shut it down.
Shut it down.
I'm sure, still recovering from a stroke, Tim Curry in his wheelchair would love to come down to your gross dirt house and be in it.
Hey, this is not a gross dirt house. It is an empty dirt house.
I'm surprised you didn't take objection to the fact that I called it yours.
Hey, I'm squatter's rights.
John's housing situation is amazing, ladies and gentlemen. He desperately needs your Patreon dollars. I am not even kidding.
Everything could come crumbling down around him at any moment.
This house of cards that I have built, that I now live in.
Any episode of this show could be the first one that he has to record in a park.
I'm just going to walk around sounding like I'm in doing the Sultans of Swing.
Yeah, you're going to become a member of Dire Straits any day now. The only band made of all hobos all the time. All right, so, goddamn. This is, once again, Gamma Crawl X. We use the Gamma World 7th Edition rule set. If you want to follow along at home and figure out why our characters are so goddamn weird and none of them are a human or anything. Not even like an elf. Just monsters. Monsters and robots.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's all you find here.
That's why that's what's going on. Otherwise, I'm going to turn it over to Quinn for two reasons. One, because he really should be running this show, and he's the GM, so I need to turn it over to him at some point. And two, because he's got a podcast we always want him to plug. So please plug your podcasts.
Yeah, so I'm involved in a lot of projects. The biggest one of mine is Swallows of the South, an Exalted 3rd Edition actual play. I also run a Star Wars Extended Universe review podcast called Red Eyes White Saber. I'm also involved as a player in upcoming one-shot podcast show Tales from Thetis, and you can find me poking around in other places. I've got a guest spot on the Orpheus Protocol coming up at some point. I'm just devoting all my time that I'm not working to creating content, so...
Hey, maybe he's in your backyard right now. You don't know.
I could be.
He's creating content back there.
I am.
You get out of my backyard! Quit creating content back there!
He's out there squatting and squeezing out a little content.
Yeah.
A little creative content right there in
your
yard.
Oh, man. When you take your content creator out, please bring a baggie.
I hate when I am out walking my dog and I find that some other content creator has just left it there and it's turned all white from the sun.
Well, you know, if you're making podcasts, it tends to be a little white. Ow!
Swallows of the South is a diversity first forward podcast that includes actually a very racially diverse cast, just FYI.
In this one we tried to and we just messed up and we accidentally got Brad instead.
I tried
another white dude to the mix.
Damn it, you fucked it all up, Brad.
Fuck. We only wanted one thing out of you, which was racial diversity.
God damn it.
Now get out of here and come back when you're 1/8 Cherokee.
I mean, you're part Canadian, so.
Oh, that
am
works.
I? Yeah,
I thought you were.
No.
I thought you had French Canadian roots.
I mean, I got French roots.
I could have sworn part of you was French Canadian.
It's close enough.
I guess it's because you're from Buffalo and it's just so close.
It's near the border, but I'm also near Mexico right now. I'm not.
I know.
Mexican.
I'm just saying that my entire perception of you has changed, knowing that you're not in any part Canadian. you're not my best friend anymore.
Well, I'm about 40% Mexican by burrito volume. Does that help?
Oh, BBV.
Yeah, BBV. All right. So Quinn, we left off having defeated some bird brothers, if I remember correctly.
Yes, you took down Overtaker and Clawbones.
Oh God, Clawbones.
The brother's bird. And we resume in their enormous birdcage as you have marshaled your resources. Teddy Rustbin has awoken from his slumber in the giant pool of bird water.
Oh, I thought it was pellets, but water also works, yeah.
I thought you fell into the...
He did. He fell into the
water.
Yeah,
we were in the pellets.
We were in the pellets.
Oh, fuck. I was up in the water still? Man, I went down early. I didn't even make it to the fucking pellets.
Someone could have come over and gotten you up at any point, and we just weren't playing by
the
rules correctly.
Me. Yeah, no, that's cool.
But Hugo and Oculus Vive have climbed out of the pile of pellets, and at the bottom of the cage, there is an entrance to the next portion of this enormous truck maze. Between the sort of enmeshed newspapers on the bottom of the cage and the wiring of the cage frame itself, there is actually a lightly projected wall of light that sits before you, shimmering, creating a barrier before this next room.
Huh.
A wall of light.
I want to touch it. I do touch it. with my little whiskers. And my nose.
You have little whiskers and big whiskers, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because if you look really closely at a square.
Little whiskers, that's fine.
They're the ones closest to the front.
I feel more like little whiskers and big whiskers should be your hype men.
They should be. Man, I really missed an opportunity there. Jesus Christ, if that's his voice, though, I'm kicking him out right away.
Oh, man.
Nevertheless, I'm going to do this from.
You got to have a little squirrel with like a backwards hat. And a chain that just sits on your shoulder and is like, yeah, yeah, Teddy Rustbin, what? What you know about Teddy Rustbin?
Yeah, that would keep me alive.
A Paul Bearer.
That's Big Whiskers.
Big Whiskers is a fat little squirrel with like a full-on Undertaker uniform on and like a giant acorn urn, and he's just walking around. Oh, no. He's gonna run wild on you. Here he comes, Teddy Rustbin.
Put the fear in their hearts before I actually show up.
Or people are just going to be super confused about these two little squirrels just sort of making tiny noises on the ground.
Yeah, that's true.
Because both of them
really I don't know if they can speak. Yeah, they might not be able to speak actual words.
Yeah,
so I can understand them,
you
though. I know. That's what's important.
Yeah.
Everywhere
it gives
goes.
Me the confidence that I need to perform.
They're my hype, man. I'm the one who needs to be hyped.
Yeah, so I'm going to get all up in there, yeah. That magical little
so,
wall.
So, as you touch it, you feel something ripple through you. An energy. It settles into your gut and then radiates back out throughout your body. Do you still have your alpha mutation?
I don't. I have a utility belt, but I don't have any mutations.
Cool, you're going to draw a new alpha mutation.
Fuck yeah. See, I knew that was going
to
happen.
Oh, this is a pass-through? All right, cool. Let's see what happens to him.
Accelerated claw. So before the attack, you shift two squares. You can move through the an enemy's space during the shift, but you can't end your movement there. Target one creature, attack level, dexterity versus AC. So I got cooler claws.
Yeah, well, shifting is really valuable.
You got speed
claws. I got speed claws. My claws are now faster.
Yeah.
They carry me through spaces.
And I'm guessing does that say an encounter on it somewhere? So that's just a badass ability.
Yep.
Cool.
Does that mean I get to keep them after I use them once or no? I don't think.
No,
I don't
after
think
an
so.
Encounter
works,
when you
right?
use it.
They're all encounter powers. So
my claws just melt away and I get my small claws back again.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
So what do your new fast claws look like?
So they're glowing green. They're also very long, and they constantly have a smoking little vibe to them. Like, if I touch the ground, it starts to sizzle a bit.
They're just vaping real hard.
Yeah, they're vaping so hard. So, yeah, all seven of my claws.
So it smells like cotton candy or something all the time.
Yeah.
We got them gummy bear
vape
claws.
I got the cherry vape, so, yeah, it's real pleasant to be around me right now. It covers up that old garbage smell, my friend.
Man, it smells like cherry and dumpster water.
On the back of your palms, you've got the number of ohms that you're cranking out.
All right. Well, I guess that means we should all be passing through that because it must be the way to go.
Yep.
All righty.
I'm going to bid the Overtaker a fond farewell. Make sure he's got my card. That guy was all right.
Yep.
So we're starting a new crew.
Well, one of my character goals for Yugo is to dabble in dungeon mastery for a little while after this.
You know, yeah. I love performing, but I've always wanted to direct.
That's the idea. He wants to be a DJ someday. Because he'd be terrifying as a DJ, and plus he has the charisma for it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that you definitely made that while you guys were down in the pellets, and he faked his own death accordingly.
Yeah, so just wanted to make sure he's got my card, bid him farewell, and I'll roll on through the light.
Perfect. Draw your new alpha mutation.
I got mind switch. I can switch. Thankfully, it doesn't affect me. I can switch the minds of two other creatures. Target one enemy. Effect: the target is dominated. Save ends by you or a willing ally within 10 squares of the target. While the target is dominated, it dominates the. While the target is dominated, it dominates the creature dominating it.
Jesus.
Okay, so
Christ.
It literally does switch two people's minds.
Yes.
So that's my new ability.
Sweet.
Well,
cool.
You found a way to get out of that tank.
I switch minds with the Overtaker, and I will be playing as the Overtaker going forward, guys. I'm a cool bird. What are you? You're just some fucking TV.
Yeah, I am. I'm the best TV.
I mean, you're lucky that you got Overtaker, not Clawbones, because you would have had to have those gross bird lips.
Oh, them bird lips. I'm glad that guy's dead.
So creepy.
I'm Clawbones, the bird who can kiss anything.
All right, I'm going to head down through that shimmer.
All righty.
Let me see. I have Life Leech. Nice.
It's a Pokemon right there.
I've got a Necrotic Dark ability that does a burst, and it is a 5d8 plus my con mod plus twice level, and I gain 5 temp HP for each target I hit.
Wow, that is ridiculous.
Yeah, damn, that does some damage.
Holy cow.
Man, yeah, that's pretty rad.
That's going to be a great way to clear like chumpos. I think that's pretty much perfect for clearing out a big room full of chumpos.
Well, right now the Omega Tech that I have as well from the first session is still a grenade I haven't used. So I got a couple of bombs that I'm just sitting on.
What we need is like 2 3x3 squares of minions to come at us.
What I'm going to need right now from you is about a 3x3 square.
Well, the thing you don't know is that the.
The next room is 3x3.
Well,
full of minions.
The next room is filled with the gatekeeper that everyone knows as Gru. And boy, howdy, does he have some minions.
Oh, man, I am so excited to kill these little yellow bastards.
It's just going to come on out and just 3x3 squares, just sort of shoulder forward, charging and just going like, chump, 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 chump. Just waiting for you to blow them up.
It's going to go, bee-boo, bee-boo.
See, the sad thing for me about minions is all I can hear them saying in my head is, ooh, dini. Like Jawas, so.
See, I was just thinking, kind of going like, grunt, 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 grunt. Like, they just say the name of whatever they are. That's what I get from them.
I thought they only made siren noises.
No, man, they speak like four different languages at the same time.
Yeah.
Is that why it's so jumbled? And
yes,
then it sounds like a siren to me?
That's why they're awful.
That's why they're so awful.
There are some Spanish and English and...
French.
French and Italian, I think?
I have no idea what we're talking about.
Fuck
right
the
now.
Minions.
Oh, the actual minions, because that's what the Gru was. See, I'm...
Oh,
I'm
you're old, behind, yeah.
No, I'm old enough that when he said Gru, I just thought he meant from Zork.
Yeah, you are such an old piece of shit. God.
There's so many people right now who are on my side in this argument.
No, I mean, I also think of that, but I'm hip with the kids these days.
I'd forgotten
I know about
that,
the Minions.
I'd forgotten that Steve Carell's character in that series of movies is named Gru.
I know that my cool aunt will post Minion memes on the Facebook.
Oh, no.
I love those fucking... It's always some happy Minion just looking off in a direction, and then right next to it, it's like, if black people weren't so lazy, he's like, the hell? Don't connect that to a Minion.
Thanks, what is, aunt.
Ugh.
Gross.
They are just... They're just the worst.
In the spirit of Zork, you find yourselves now in what is actually an office space. There are several desks set about with typewriters at them, and there is a glowing red sign toward the back right corner that says exit on it. And there is another room in the opposite side that has a fancy label.
And it says PC load letter?
It says editor's office.
I'll attempt to complete my TPS reports. All right, John, I think we got it. I think
yeah,
we got it.
We did the office space reference. It's fine.
Okay, yeah.
Are there any people in here?
It is empty. There is signs of people having worked out here. There's some ashtrays with a lot of cigarettes in them.
Still
there's
lit.
Feather. Oh, yes, definitely still
yeah,
lit.
Just of course.
Send out smoke. Fill in the room with those good fumes. You know, cups of half-consumed coffee, feathers in chairs and on the floor, that sort of thing.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, cool. Are we in their green room?
Nice. I'm going to go check out that editor room.
We should find that third actual bird guy who was in, like, their Chumpo squad, because I kind of...
Oh, he died.
We should find his locker, because I kind of pulled his bones out through his body, and I think he might have a locker full of stuff we want.
As you enter the editor's office, there is, in fact, several lockers for each of the minions. The Brothers Bird 3, as well as the humans with their wingsuits.
Oh, that's right. I forgot there was humans with wingsuits.
But there is also a desk with a computer on it. It's one of those 90s era Macs with like the colorful domes.
Yeah, the old IMAX.
Yeah, the old IMAX.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah, with like that blue sheen where you can see the insides.
Oh, yeah.
Vaguely in the shape of an apple for some reason.
And it does say... Clawbones, editor-in-chief.
Oh, fuck that guy. He was in charge. Ugh.
Well, good. This show's going to get a lot better under Overtaker's leadership, I think.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. Let's go have a look at that computer.
I'm gonna open up some lockers then while you do that, because I don't have fingers to type with.
Cool,
I don't have
cool.
fingers either, but I'll figure it out.
Yeah, you got tentacles. It's good enough.
All right, you go. If you're going to be hacking that mainframe, give me a science roll.
Oh, man, that's my best thing.
Oh, I can always call for you. Don't worry about it. This is a collaborative effort. I rolled a 12, which gives me a total of a 16.
Okay, so you do manage to get in, and there are several folders in the computer that are different sort of proposed titles for articles that have not yet been assigned to writers. A lot of them seem to be attempts to justify the objective attractiveness of lips on a bird beak.
See, wait a minute. Were these guys printing their own cage linings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was. Clawbones was the editor, and he shredded up his own newspapers to line the bottom of their cage.
Probably had a whole human who was just hanging out by the side of the cage, just throwing it in and kind of going, print is dead. Print is dead.
It's a living.
That's what humans say in the post-apocalypse.
Yes.
Yeah.
What else are they going to do?
But aside from that, there are a couple of completed articles and one specific folder on that computer that is simply titled Hard-Hitting Exposés.
Well, I gotta flip that open.
And this is a folder of investigative journalism back when Clawbones was real serious about the business into various arena DJs, including DJ Home Box Office.
Ooh, dirt on the man upstairs. Let's see what we got.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to let each of you now introduce a new fact about DJ Home Box Office, and then I'll add one on top of it.
DJ Home Box Office actually survived the post-apocalypse a lot longer than, or he's still alive, of course, but he was a person in media and in power for a long time before the post-apocalypse. He didn't scrabble to power in the beginning. Before this, he was primarily a boxing promoter, and he was just all boxing all the time. Every time he stopped by and visited, it was just fucking boxing again, and he's like, God damn it, why am I paying for this? I don't care about Mantinello versus Pucciari. Why am I still... Ah, hated it. So he was. So he is super into boxing still.
All right. So your fact is that he is super into boxing. Great.
Dude, I went first. Fuck you.
He's a scraggly old man, so I imagine that if you get to him at the end, he's just going to have giant boxing gloves on the end of these tiny stick arms.
And I'll be like, how do you type with those?
Jokes. I'm going to go ahead and say that what he really wanted to do was be a competitor, but he was too sickly to do so.
Yeah, because he loved boxing so much.
So he's super bitter, and he doesn't really like most of his contestants because he wants to be in their place. He's very jealous.
All right, so, I mean, we're really going with the boxing thing. So
that's what's going to stick.
That even before that, he was a small child who ran away from home, found his way into a gym where he discovered boxing for the first time, and then had dreams of becoming a world champion, only to be crushed in his youth by being a scraggly young man. And that's what made him so bitter.
I like the idea that in his youth he was a scraggly old man.
Yeah.
Yeah, Benjamin Button style. Yeah. Except that he never got younger.
Still really wrinkly. Also, yeah, he's Benjamin Button. So.
Okay, so he's Benjamin Button. He's super into boxing and whatever John's unmemorable thing was. Fuck you, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, how about fuck you?
He wanted to be a contender.
So
actually, all three of those really worked pretty well. Yeah. He could have been a contender. Yeah.
So the final piece of information that you get out of that is that his name... This is not widely public knowledge, but his name comes from the fact that when the post-apocalyptic event happened and shortly thereafter, he had gone destitute as a boxing promoter and had begun to live in the box office of the arena that he was a promoter at. He was squatting in the box office, and so his home was the box office, hence DJ Home Box Office.
And sometimes he'd box people in there, and he'd be like, come on up to my box office. And they'd be like, what? That's where you just, the tickets are sold or something? And he was like, no, it's a double. It's a double.
Come on. It's made out of boxes.
Think about it.
It's actually three things.
Use your goddamn head.
I box there. It's made out of boxes, and it is a box office.
Look, don't make me explain the joke. That just demeans us all.
Yeah. There you go.
So that's the guy running things.
Yep, that's the man in charge.
I'm just going to tuck that information away because I really... So far, I actually kind of like him, and I don't want to hurt his feelings.
He is becoming more lovable.
It's the faults
we've discovered.
Yeah, we've definitely come across way meaner DJs than this guy in the past. DJ Just an Asshole was terrible.
God, that guy was an asshole.
Fucking DJ Biotruths. I hate that guy.
DJ Flat Earth.
DJ Cuck, bro. DJ actually just Trump still.
Okay.
I forgot to assign anyone to work in that particular dungeon area. It's been about 6 months, but there are still 45 vacancies in my dungeon.
I've done more as a DJ in the last 5 months than anyone has in history.
That's enough Trump jokes. We usually don't do those on the show at all. My fault.
Whoops. But you open up these lockers, and there is a plethora of equipment that comes pouring out. So it is time for you guys to all draw a new piece of Omega Tech as well.
Sweet loot.
So a huge pile of random equipment falls out, and each of us draws a piece of it with our eyes closed.
What the balls? I have a heavy lift harness. Nice. I have a vehicle.
What?
You and me, buddy.
It's got 100 HP, an AC of 20, and a speed of 5.
Wow.
Yeah.
Basically, you've got the load lifter from Alien, don't you?
Yes, I do. Actually, the quote on top is, get away from her, you, and then.
Okay, so yeah.
Dude, so there you go. I've got arms again. Fuck yes.
Yes.
So you closed your eyes and picked up a goddamn vehicle with no arms?
No, I lost my big beefy arms after I lost my alpha mutation, so I saw the loader and I'm like, well, I need more arms.
Right.
Okay, gotcha.
I think for characters like you who are entirely mechanical, the way we should play this is when you draw Omega Tech, that's your alpha mutation. Like, your character just transformed into this thing for a minute.
And rolled out, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. I like that.
All right, so I got this is perfect for me. So the fact that I'm a bumper tank is finally coming online because my turret has just activated. A sickly red glow with a little bit of red smoke is coming loose from it because I have a head-mounted laser.
Nice.
Let's see. It is a encounter laser ability. Target one creature, level plus 6 versus reflex. Ooh, reflex targeting. Does a reasonably good amount of damage, and it also has... Oh, when it misses? If you miss, you shoot to try and hit everybody near it as well. So if you miss, it broadens out and hits nearby targets instead.
Ooh.
So there you go. So my turret has come online.
Pretty cool. So my first one was basically just a utility belt without any utilities, and I just picked up an unstable vibro blade to add to that belt. This malfunctioning device generates a sword-shaped force field that can cut through almost anything.
Hey.
So it's got a bunch of, you know, attack and hit stuff that we can get to later.
Another lightsaber.
I found another lightsaber.
Could it cut through Slipknot's ropes, thus stopping him from climbing almost anything?
That's the one thing it couldn't. It malfunctioned right at that moment.
Hey now, not almost anything.
Anything. Let's not cheapen the memory of our dear comrade Slipknot.
Yeah, come on, don't sell him short.
It does have one special attached to it. You can take ongoing 5 force damage save ends to make this power a melee 3 attack, so I can take damage to make it a stronger hit.
Nice. That's because it's so unstable.
Yeah, it's super unstable. Just fits me perfectly.
All right.
Oh, sure enough, this is a salvage item. We're not third level, so it's not going to matter to you very much. But if you had been, that's one of the items in the game that you can roll to see if you could just get to keep.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Well,
I could, if I was level 4, this is also a salvage item. I could have the harness. Man. I just would not be able to use the attack that's on it, which is essentially just grabbing the queen alien and throwing her around.
But you'd have limbs.
I know. That'd I would be amazing. Permanently have limbs.
Well, dudes, we... Oh, hang on. I should probably use my character voice for the first
time. Well, my dudes. You know how Jorlotho Tank is always doing that? Well, my dudes.
Well, he does just kind of have my voice, but a little more announcery, because I didn't want to do a squiddy gerbil voice. Well, fellows, it looks as though we're all geared out. Shall we continue?
Indeed. I have arms now. Clack, clack.
You are always getting arms.
Ha ha! I'll give them the clamps. Clack, clack.
You had Futurama in that thing? That's amazing.
Yes, there was a Futurama horror movie. Weird, right?
Yes, it must have come out after this conversation, that's for sure.
That is for certain.
The speaker box crackles on.
Ooh, congratulations! It looks like you've hacked into the mainframe and got yourself some new equipment as well. You're going to have to be careful, though, because in the next couple of rooms, people are going to be hacking into you pieces. I mean hacking you into pieces. Cutting you up. Be careful. It gets worse from here.
Noted.
Let's just support him, guys.
Thank you very much. Good job.
That was bone-chilling. I have chilled bones. If I had bones, they'd be chilled.
Same.
My flesh is a-tingling, man. I don't want to get cut up.
If only I had flesh to be hacked.
Okay, all right, hang on. I think we're patronizing a little at this point.
You guys are hurting my feelings.
Oh, no.
Shoot. Oh, we're super excited. All right, let's just skip this. Let's go.
All right, so I'm assuming that then means that you exit this and head towards that exit sign?
Yes.
Well, I mean, after I changed the background image of this computer to a butt.
Okay.
Yeah, that, after that.
Yeah, after that. Obviously, after that.
Yeah, you open up Safari, you type in goatsy.cgx, and you just set it as the wallpaper. Overtaker's a nice guy, but you still got to leave a surprise for him.
I take a screenshot of his desktop, and then I delete all his icons and leave the screenshot as his background.
Okay.
Well, this isn't his computer. I assume he has a much cooler computer because he doesn't have gross lips.
Everybody knows that computer designation, like the quality of the computer that you own, is directly related to the quality of your lips.
Well, that's why Clawbones has the best computer.
That's a fun fact about
the best lips. He's got the only lips.
He's got them thick, luscious lips.
How do you think he rose those editorial ranks so quickly?
Oh man, he's got those dick pecking lips. Yeah.
That's why he's always scoring with them sex chickens. Well, was.
Sigh.
All right, let's
let's get the hell out of here.
Let's press on, fellows.
Feeling skeevy in here.
So you open the door into the next room, and there's about 5 feet of open space in this room before there is just a sheer wall. There's not even a hallway connecting the rooms like there usually is. The room itself is about 20 feet wide, but you've got about 5 feet of maneuverable space before there is a sheer slick metal wall in front of you. There are some chains and gears that you can see alongside it, and as we see the camera pan up to the very, very top of this very tall wall, there is a platform sitting at the very top of it, and a small figure you can see leaning down toward you leans over.
Welcome to my area. My name is Richard Dick Mortis. You're gonna find yourselves in something of a slippery situation. Sure would come in handy for you to have some sort of man who could climb anything in this room.
Oh, no, that's just hurtful.
Low blow.
Yeah.
Because there's nary a way up this wall.
Do the chains extend all the way to the top? Or
they are chains, like, yeah, gears and chains that would, like, pull down these platforms up at the top to lower and then raise them.
Gotcha.
But they are, like, stuck in the up position. So, theoretically, you could use those as some sort of device.
Theoretically.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know what you're thinking.
I am also stuck in the up position.
Have those been stuck in the up position for more than 4 hours? That's not what I was thinking you were thinking I was thinking.
No.
I thought you were thinking I would just dominate him now. And just like, all right, drop those platforms for me.
That would also work.
That would take all the fun out of it.
Yeah.
Hey, sometimes you just circumvent a challenge.
Circumvent a whole room.
You got to give Richard Dick Mortis a chance to live in the light.
I know. I want to see this guy do his act. That's not how you wrestle, man. When you, yeah. Kayfabe isn't just show up in the room and be like, you, no.
You don't just show up and kick a guy in the balls.
Let him job. He's here to be a jobber. Let's see some jobbing.
Show me your business.
That is indeed a very slippery wall.
I try and climb it.
It's very slippery.
Okay. Guys,
you sort of like
slippery.
Clamber up it for a couple seconds, and then you just get slick and slide down with a big squeak.
With big vape trails leaving my claws. Yes.
Out of curiosity, what skill would you say it is to climb that wall, if you could climb it at all?
It would be athletics, for sure.
That's what I'm good at.
Jeez. Should I try with my plus 13 athletics?
Should you? You have a plus 13 athletics?
I rolled athletics for my skill.
Oh,
and both
this
of
is
my,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're better at athletics than the goddamn squirrel.
Yeah, okay.
It makes zero sense. But I don't think that's the goal is just to climb it with a climb roll. So that said, hey, I will give it a shot just to see if
yep.
I can.
I'm going
to
say right now,
yeah,
it's going to be difficulty 30, so it's theoretically possible, but you do have to roll very well.
Yeah,
yeah, I got to roll a 17. Yeah, here we go. That is an 11. I have a 20 something.
Not
24.
Good enough.
Not there.
So how is it that you attempt to climb this? Do you lead with your cephalopoid stickers, or do you just try to roll up?
Like all other situations, because one of my character's tricks is that he's immune to difficult or dangerous terrain as a function of being wheeled. Mm-hmm. So as in all situations where he'd be trying to go over a difficult or dangerous terrain, his treads change shape into the relevant apparatus. So in this case, his turret extends outward and blasts a rope out of it upwards that tries to stick near the top, while spikes extend out from the treads, and he begins trying to roll his way up the wall.
The rope is going upward, and Richard Dick Mortis leans over with a large metal fan and just kind of swats it out of the way, and then sort of bats it at his own face and says, I'm afraid you're going to have to do better than that, my boy.
You can't blame a fella for trying.
I just start using my new loader hands, trying to grab at chains.
I would let you do that as a, gosh, either athletics or mechanics. Is mechanics a rule?
Yeah.
Sure
is. Do mechanics.
Sure.
All right, let's do mechanics. That, I rolled a 3. I am once again on fire this session.
Well, it's your first die roll.
That brings me up to a grand total of a 9.
Yeah, no. So the chains are actually also surprisingly slick.
This room is not OSHA certified.
Gentlemen, I suggest we try to form a quote-unquote human pyramid.
I am not a human.
I'll be the bottom.
That's what quote-unquote was for.
I see now. Well, I have a visor that gives me input from the outside world. I do not actually see.
I know, because I keep asking you whether or not you see.
It's very annoying.
Do you see? I just want to engage with you, man. That's like one of my favorite horror movies.
It's garbage. You are garbage.
No one. Event Horizon isn't garbage. Fucking hilariously bad.
Oh, I thought you meant fucking Red Dragon.
No, that's garbage.
Yeah.
No, Event Horizon is
oh, okay.
Medium quality.
Yeah, no, we're good. We're good then.
Okay,
you and me, we're good.
We're friends. Here it is. Let's bro it out.
Daps.
Okay, we dapped. And we're back to in character. That was all in character.
Yeah, all of that was in character. I just gave him like
a giant robo dap
with the loader fist.
Teddy Rustman is just in the corner, completely mortified that he missed out on all of this bonding.
Teddy, have you ever seen?
Clearly, while I was dead, you two got real close.
You ever seen Event Horizon?
No.
It's straight good, right? Oh.
Here, let me remedy that.
Oh,
beam
God.
Event Horizon in its entirety into your brain.
Yeah, that was mediocre.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of...
middle of the road.
It's got a lot of Larry Fishburne and Sam Neill in there. All right. Okay. So we're still trying to figure out the solution to how to get up this ultra slick wall. All right. How high up is the wall?
30 feet or so.
So the fact that none of us are 10 feet tall means that a human pyramid isn't going to do us any good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I can hook
someone. Oh, you meant like a totem pole then, like on shoulder to shoulder, like everyone's balancing.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
I was thinking everyone on their knees will be like 4 feet high.
Well, no, because I'm abundantly stable. I mean, I'm on treads. I'm a big rectangle. And you just pile him on top. He's basically a ladder. And next thing you know, the squirrel just goes up the top.
Yeah, the 9-foot tall squirrel. Yeah.
But I don't think it reaches, so that's not the solution.
Well, we could get them to them chains.
Hmm. Yeah, we could start hooking around on the chains. Well, I will make an athletics roll to see if I can not climb this, but instead reach and attempt to get a little way up the chains.
All right.
I rolled a 4. I'm sorry. I rolled a 4, which, well, don't stop me yet. That gives me a 17.
Stop me.
And 17 is a hard difficulty for your skill level. So you start climbing up those chains. You are scuttling up there. There's a lot of rattling and stuff. And as you're climbing up, there's a particular pungency to the smell of the slickness on the chains that is starting to become apparent to you.
Hmm. What is this? All right. I will. I guess I'll. Let's see what that would be.
Nature?
Oh, yeah. All right. We're making an unmodified nature roll. I've got an 8. No idea.
Yeah, no, it just smells acrid.
Yeah, it smells like Akron.
Yeah, it smells like Akron, guys, Ohio, the dirty state.
These chains smell like bitter almonds, guys. I love bitter almonds. I'm putting them in
almonds.
My mouth.
I try and get up there
Hold
right
on,
now.
Nuts?
All right, go ahead and roll athletics to climb up toward the bitter almond smell.
Yeah, I got a 15. I rolled a 5. I got a 15, though.
So you are able to follow up the tracks that Hugo has established.
Okay. Now, real quick, I want to smell them chains to see if it really is bitter almonds.
Okay, go ahead and make a nature roll.
So I rolled another 5, which altogether is 12.
Just short of enough.
Okay, so it's bitter almonds, so I'm nibbling on the chains.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and...
Think up a horrible punishment for you.
This is just a quick little attack against your fortitude save.
I love the idea that he had that written down in advance. If someone tries to eat the
17
chains...
17 versus fortitude?
My fort is 18, so no siree!
Hell yeah, you made it. You made it. You didn't get sick from the taste.
All right, so I'm
I mean, if ever there's a slickness, you should be ready for someone to try to taste it.
Also, that by the way, GMing my next character is the slickness.
Yeah,
you mother get up, come on, get down with the slickness.
Where do the chains lead to? Are they leading up to those platforms?
Yeah, they lead up to the platforms.
Okay, perfect.
So you guys are well on your way to the top of the platform.
Well, you know they are.
Well,
I mean.
I think what I'll do is I will swing from this chain to a nearby chain so that Teddy can get past me.
Just drag and my then, tongue along.
And then I'm gonna lead a tentacle down and give you assistance on an athletics roll to join me.
Cool, cool, cool. So I'll let you do that without a roll. I don't see there being that much dramatic tension in you moving laterally.
Good.
So there is going to be a roll, though, for good old Oculus to get up.
With a bonus.
Oh, yeah.
With
bonus. My acrobatics is at a -1.
Well,
so
great. Now it's at a +1.
I rolled a 7, so that goes up to an 8. Slowly but surely, rolling better.
We'll just come back for you.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I just play that waiting signal on the TV.
Right. The chains are slick, the tentacles are slick, and these are good for clamping, but they aren't great for climbing your new robo hands.
This is good for lifting, but not lifting me. Lifting
right.
Other things.
Please take me higher.
Like all other forms of motion, lifting is a primitive form of bending.
Vive lifts you up where you belong.
No, you don't. You're terrible at climbing. I do appreciate, however, the
no,
song
but
reference.
He lifts you up where you belong. He doesn't climb.
So he's just pushing me?
Yeah, he lifts you up.
All right, great.
All right, so this does firmly establish that Oculus Vive is going to be stuck here at the bottom.
Yeah.
As Teddy Ruspin and Hugo reach the bottom of the platforms.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are now going to have to decide how you're going to want to get up and over these. It's a bit of an awkward maneuver. They aren't, obviously, they're designed so that they pull the thing up and down, so you're about midway, you're positioned about halfway across the platform, so you're gonna have to, like, make a significant swing to get up. These are pretty wide.
So the chains are hanging from the center of the platform.
No, they're on the side.
Oh,
so they're on the sides,
gotcha.
But they are midway, like, width or lengthwise into the platform.
I just want to see you describe this a little longer.
So there's a lot of, like, squared-off platforms that are hanging by various lengths of chain, and
yes.
At least two, and they appear to be kind of like that, like seesaw style?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. Once we get onto the one platform, does it start lowering because of the pulley system up top? Or?
Yes, it does. The weight starts to...
So I'm going to be swinging my... I'm going to try the swinging method way up here. I'm going to swing back and forth and then just launch myself, leaving that vape trail behind me, to the next nearest platform and scramble on top.
All right. Make an acrobatics roll.
Hey, at least got some acrobatics. Oh.
Not with a D20, you don't.
Where did I go? All right, here we go. Let's try that again. So it's going to be 21.
Got it.
All right, yeah, so I got a 21 to get up onto that little boy over there, that platform.
Like some sort of squirrel ninja, a Squaruto, perhaps.
Squaruto. Believe it.
You manage to flip up there, light on your feet, and land. Little vape trails behind...
Man, I never want to use these claws specifically because of the vape trails I can use with them.
They're great aesthetic material.
So here's the question then. If we're each on one of these two platforms that are kind of counterweighted
against
each other.
Oh, wait, are there only two platforms?
Well, maybe I'm reading it wrong, but from what I've what I've been listening to, the two platforms are counterweighted by a pulley system.
Yes.
So if you're on... I think we're about to launch down.
Well, no, it means that one of us is.
Okay, I'm sorry, guys. Let me reestablish this situation. There's a river and there's a raft, and you've got a chicken, a fox, and a bag of grain.
All right, well, I'm taking that sexy chicken with me.
I was on board for way longer than I should have been on that. I was like, okay, river and a chicken. Okay, wait a minute.
Hold on. Damn you. Well, you can't send Oculus and the chicken across, or else he's going to do weird things to it.
Does the chicken have lips?
Oh, you bet your ass it does.
Wait a minute. I don't care if Oculus does weird things to a chicken. I just send them all in the same boat. And if it sinks, it doesn't matter. It's just their nature.
But yes, it is two platforms that are counterweighted by a pulley system.
So okay. What I thought had happened is you had moved over to the other chain.
I just hung from a slightly different... There's several chains hanging down.
Jesus Christ. I'm going to get the hang of this.
There's just... Okay, so here's
you get it? Chains, hang of this?
I'm going to give you a quick visual depiction, which is great podcasting, by the way. There's a huge wall.
Yes.
Next to the wall, there are several platforms that are sort of hanging in open space from chains.
Yeah, yeah.
And from them dangle further chains.
Okay.
Of the two platforms that we're involved with, they are connected to the ceiling via a pulley system. So if one of them is heavier than the other, it lowers and raises the other one.
Okay.
So at the moment, it's become a race to see between a bumper tank and a giant squirrel who is heavier.
Yeah,
I think I've got an answer to that question.
That's a good bet that I am not.
Which means that I am lowering while you are lifting.
Cool, cool. So how close am I to the ceiling at this point? I feel like I'm going to splat against something.
Yeah, that is actually a legitimate risk now.
Yeah.
So you're going to need to make... How are you going to escape as you are rapidly propelling toward the ceiling? Like,
well, you're
going
to have to burp in order to lower yourself down.
Burp, Charlie!
There's a huge fan up there! Oh, God, we're getting closer.
I'm an old man and therefore filled with gas. This is no problem for me.
You got a fart, Charlie.
So,
did you eat your beans, Charlie?
So, yes, you are rapidly propelling towards the ceiling. You can feel your gut raise into your chest, and it is just, you can feel the imminent impact of this thing coming toward you.
Yeah, so without actually turning around to... Because I imagine I jumped onto that, and I'm facing away from Richard Dick, whatever his
Mortis.
Last... Mortis. Yeah,
it's
Richard Dick
wordplay on rigor mortis.
So Richard Dick Mortis is behind me. I'm jumping, launching myself backwards, doing a flip through the air, as I, of course, have those vape trails leaving cool little rings behind me. And I'm going to land, or at least try to land, next to the main man up top.
All right. So, again, that sounds to me like acrobatics doing all that flippy-do.
I love flipping. So, 13 is going to do it, right? That's gonna land it.
So,
I'm not going to die again, right?
No.
He's going to swat you with his
snap my neck on the corner of this wall.
Yeah.
This is got you, bro.
Million-dollar baby style.
Yes, you leap off, but there's a stool on the other side where he had been sitting. And you land, roll, and in your roll, you just break your neck on the stool.
Oh, no, I'm out again.
Great, now all three of us are on wheels. What a team.
No, what happens is, it seems like you are going to live up to that Squaruto name.
Oh, yes.
As you jump and you flip, but you don't quite get the roll right on your flip, so that you are coming down out of the flip with your knees sort of bent and they drive directly into the ground as opposed to rolling into the landing.
Oh, God.
You just feel your legs take all that shock and you're going to take 4 physical damage.
Oh, no.
Hey, at least is he still like actually up there, though?
Yeah, he's up there.
Now I got these bruised knees.
1/3 of the challenge completed.
Aha. But now you are just going down
fast. You're plummeting.
Yeah, you're going straight down.
In an earlier round. And Sugar, you're going down swinging.
I will reach out to the chains that are...
Yeah, reach out to them.
Reach out and touch chains.
I don't think there are chains, because if I'm thinking right, that...
No, I'm pretty sure there are two of them. There's two chains here,
two
right?
Two chains, right?
I will grab the chains of love. chains jokes, folks.
Guys, we got them all. We got these chains jokes on lock.
Let's just get through the rest of these chains jokes. I will... how am I going to stop my fall here?
Well, you could use these chains.
If I don't stop this fall, I will never love you again.
Well.
That one's going to be a thinker for some of the people out there.
Some of you guys will get that on the drive home.
Someone will be like, oh, shit, that's a Fleetwood Mac song. That no one remembers. Fuck.
No one knows that shit.
I've been afraid of chainses.
Chainses.
Yeah, yeah, sung by Gollum.
I've been afraid of chainses.
Like, yeah.
Oh, my God. All right. Let's see. How am I going to get out of my current situation?
How are you going to do that?
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to use an attempt to break my fall a little bit by extending tentacles out around the edges of the platform and attempting to use them to impact some of the shock and slow the fall.
Okay, again, I think that falls squarely in the sort of feats of strength athletics domain.
Yes.
Always play into your strengths.
Oh, well, I wish I'd rolled that earlier. Let's see, I have a 36.
Yeah, so you slow this descent real good.
Real good.
Is your intent to completely stop your descent, or just to like make the landing gentle?
It's not a 36, it's like a 31 or something, but still, my goal is to make the landing gentle.
Yeah, so you come into a real smooth landing. You can almost hear like the hiss of air from like hydraulic brakes as you stop, and you're stable. You don't, but that's the feeling you get with how gentle this landing is. Meanwhile, Teddy's up there with Richard Dick Mortis.
Is he drinking mint juleps? Like I hope he is.
Yeah, he's definitely got a mint julep.
I ask for a mint julep.
So I should also describe him physically.
Thank you.
Yes, please do.
Because now that he's not just a tiny speck at the top of a very
I guess
tall
that's
wall.
True, yeah. I'm much closer to him now.
Yeah.
My squirrel eyes, he still looks pretty far away.
So he is a man in a purple and green pinstripe suit. He's got a bolo tie on that suit with a little skull at the center of the bolo. He's got slicked back hair, very pale skin, and these huge bags under his eyes.
Phew.
He very much looks like a very sallow southern gentleman who is dressing it up in a much more deathly style. In addition to the skull bolo, he's got like little gravestone rings and skull rings. Like he's got a lot of jewelry and cufflinks.
I'm really glad
he's got several cufflinks.
Southern pimp.
Probably six.
I was thinking real pale guy, slick back hair, skull imagery. Purple and green pinstripe suit. I was like, is this the Jacksonville Joker?
So I'm up there with him. Richard, be a doll and pour me a southern julep.
A southern julep? My boy.
That's the only
kind of julep there is.
That's the julep.
It's a mint julep with more southern comfort in it.
Let me get one of them Yankee juleps I've heard of.
Get a rope.
You think I'm going to serve just any sort of julep to a city slicker, my boy?
Only the most southern.
You're getting one with paste mint in it.
Well, if you'd like a julep, I'd be happy to entertain, but I'm not a man who's willing to give something away in exchange for nothing.
I can put my claws under your nose and you can inhale and get a nice vape vibe in your throat. Tastes like cherries, smells like garbage.
All right, roll a communication roll? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, you know, if Teddy's known for anything, it's communication. So, is there communication?
No, he's
not known
for communication.
Interaction. Roll an interaction roll.
So an unmodified interaction roll. It's going to be an 18.
Nice.
I'm a charming
Don't let
squirrel.
That work.
The difficulty to trade a mint julep for someone's vape leavings should be pretty high.
Let me get a tasty beverage. I'll let you sniff my weapons.
Let me get them vape leavings, yo.
Always better on the second hand.
That does smell like cotton candy.
To each their own, but...
I'm afraid, though, that a little sniff isn't going to be just enough. If you could collect the necessary ingredients from over in the room, I might be willing to entertain you.
Yeah, so Teddy, knowing nothing about mint juleps or southern juleps, is going to investigate wherever the hell he pointed and see what I can find and come back with.
Yeah, so the rest of this room stretches out It's still somewhat dark up here. There's a lot of sort of like dark red leather furniture. It's generally kind of smoky and hazy. There is a cabinet that's got several glass doors and like liquors and stuff in it. And in the center of the room, there is a sort of a bar space where drink mixes and stuff sit. And you can see that there is still that sort of slickness on everything up here, including on the surfaces of the bar and such.
So when I get to the bar, I'm going to say that I found a hazelnut coffee creamer and immediately connected with it. And I'll bring that back.
Okay,
and then
we'll see.
And then ask about, you know, my two friends who are down below, just yeah. kind of chilling, hanging
out. So we're going to cut to what they're doing as you are having this interaction.
Well, this isn't a great situation we're in.
Welcome back.
Okay. How am I going to...
Mm.
Okay, I need you to get on the platform.
Righto. Get onto the platform.
I am... Okay. Which one of the two of us is heavier? The TV or him and his giant, or his giant load lifter suit, or me in general?
That's a tough question, I guess. I feel inclined to say the load lifter.
Yeah, I mean, the lifter can hold up to 4,000 pounds of gear.
And, I mean, you are a family fun center tank. Unless, as a sort of unimaginable horror, you are infinitely dense.
He's pretty infinitely dense. Oh.
Ew.
It's like some dinner party burns.
Should have brought those out at Deadstones.
That would have gone over real well.
All right, well.
Yeah. What did you say?
If he's heavier than me, and if all I'm doing is applying downward force anyway, then this ought to give me the capacity to climb those chains. So I'll just, once he's on there weighting it down, I'll start climbing the chains.
Great. Perfect. I'll just be here.
I think I've got this. I think I almost have this figured out.
Okay, well, you start climbing those chains. We've established
that I can,
you,
yeah.
You have the capacity to do that.
Yeah.
So what is it that you're planning to do?
Well, I don't know. Do you have any plans?
Well, okay, you know what? I'm going to try and see if there's a way I can physics this to make it work.
Okay.
I mean, my dude's got an intelligence of 20. He's smart.
Just roll whatever, mechanics or physics or something.
I'll roll science.
There you go.
There we go. I got a 26.
Okay, so the way that these mechanisms work, there is a counterweight, but part of it, you can tell, examining the stuff around you, part of it is actually mediated electronically, where once it senses that there's been a shift in weight, there's a brief period where it can no longer detect the changes in weight, so it sort of automates itself. So if, for example, Hugo were to swing over to the other platform, as you were to jump off of your platform and land, it would be incapable of registering your weight as you land back down until you are at the top.
Great. Okay, here's what's gonna happen. Instead of that, I'm gonna clamp onto this and just hold it. Because there is no way I'm gonna be able to time a jump as a robot. I'm a TV and a loader. Jumping, not my best skill, but clamping. Clamping I am okay with.
I can manage clamping.
All right, I'll attempt to jump from these chains to the swing from these very static, heavy chains to that platform.
We've established that you could do that. You did that last time.
Yeah.
So...
Great, so I jump to the other platform, which is high up enough that I can probably also make a jump to the top floor.
Yes.
All right, so, but first I will, because this platform is very near the ceiling, I need to get some downward motion started to help you out. So I will attempt to make a strength or something check against the ceiling to try and push them.
Sure.
Yeah.
Go ahead and try that.
Great, so let's add my 14 to a, in athletics, of course, duh, what else would it be? The only skill I need, 27.
Yep, there you go. So you get that, slide onto the other platform, push it down.
And squelch your way.
And yep, you squelch your way onto that top platform with Teddy and Richard Dick Mortis as the other platform comes catapulting up and there's a robot hanging from it with little clampies.
It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance, Richard. Hold on for just one moment, would you? And I'm going to launch one of my attacks, Long Arm of the Sea, which gives me reach and grab, and attempt to snag him by the back wheel or something. I don't know. Whatever he's got.
Do you have to do damage to him to do that? Do you have to actually attack
no.
him?
I don't care if I do or don't.
Well, I mean, I also have the power of Machine Grip, which lets me just hold on to things. So
yeah, no,
do
so
it close by.
I don't care if I do
it.
Some damage to him, unless we're about to get in a big old fight. We'll get full HP back anyway.
I guess.
Yep. So You do manage to pull him over as Richard Dick Mortis has poured this hazelnut creamer
with just a mint leaves just crushed into it. Yeah.
Yeah, and sort of prepared a disgusting simulacrum of a mint julep.
Yeah.
And hands it over to Teddy and says, "Well, there your friends are. I told you they'd be here in no time."
"Of course, I had full faith in them." And then I start tonguing my mint julep.
"Man, we can't leave you alone for a second without you developing a southern accent, can we?"
"I'll make friends very easy." "As long as they're southern."
Oh, gosh. He's just going to eat all of your garbage.
"Well, I've got some garbage that does need taken care of."
Yeah, that sounds like a utility for this man.
"Show you in its direction if you'd be interested. I would be happy to have you provide that service for me."
"Can you point out your garbage?"
"Yes, if you'd all be willing to follow me."
"Okay, guys, we're going to the garbage, I guess. What the hell?" I hope you didn't want to be in this cool, hazy room with leather furniture and a full bar.
Neither of us can sit.
Also, it's so slick in here.
Why is everything damp?
That said, we let you be the leader about two missions ago, and all of it was garbage related. So if we could just default back to me running things after this garbage trip, that'd be
I will
great.
Step back.
It's a good thing that we were up against DJ Garbage Haver.
Yeah, this has been a real easy room.
I won't say that in front of this guy. That was a really cool trap you had up set up in there.
"You know, I actually tried to pitch you a softball. I heard that Slipknot was coming, but I was surprised I wasn't here." I usually like to set myself up as kind of that person who gives you that offbeat that lets you take a challenge sort of easy to get ready for the next thing that's coming up.
Oh, I totally get that. You were going to attempt to celebrate one person's unique strengths.
Exactly. Trying to set you up for that sort of victory moment. Anyway, and he steps across behind the bar, and there's a large round rug. And he says, "Yeah, come over here. And as he finishes walking across it, and you all move to it, you can hear like a metal snapping sound as a harness pops out and wraps around his suit. And I need everyone to make an acrobatics check. Difficulty 13.
Oh, shit.
Woo! Even with a minus one, I got a 17. What's up now?
I also have a 17 with a plus two. What's up with you,
I got a
friend?
Solid six. Real solid six.
Trash, 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 trash. Yeah, it's trash.
Too focused.
I'm going to get some trash.
And both of us should never have been leader.
Both of us are like, that was too easy. That was too easy.
He's leading us onto a rug. Obviously, this is a trap.
This is why we never go near. We never let him lead us to trash
or rugs.
Damn trash rugs.
Trash. He's got a bad record.
Yeah, he's got a bad trash record.
Chewie, you don't need that trash. You just ate a bunch of trash on the ship.
Give me that trash ham.
Give me that dangle trash.
Oh, God.
So the floor drops out from underneath of you and wraps inside of it. Teddy, as he falls into the center of a vast square area before, this was a wall that you had just climbed up, but it's also not an external wall. It is the wall of something, like another room that is directly beneath it.
Okay.
And it turns out that slickness is because the entire room is essentially a trash-based gelatinous cube that has now made a circular hole in it to allow Teddy to smack down to the ground and then seals back up as the rest of the floor begins to dissipate, leaving you two to sort of like have more time to pass through it.
I'm sorry, this is the bad kind of garbage. The bad kind of garbage.
So you are going to take 10 physical damage as you slam down in that rug.
Are you bloodied as a result of that?
Oh, hell yeah, I'm bloodied.
You can go ahead and spend your healing surge if you want. You regain half your hit points.
Probably want to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm for sure going to do that. So it's going to be one.
For sure.
Yeah, there's two of those for the party, basically. So there's one more to go.
So my antics have used the first one. Cool.
Yeah. You took damage from both the whoopsies.
Whoopsie daisies.
That's all right. You're playing a squirrel. We get it.
Squirrels get hurt.
Yeah.
Pull the fucking reins in. Don't let the squirrel go first. I blame this on you two.
That's
squirrel
fair.
Squirrel hurting.
We already learned this lesson when we had to get through the exploded by a car room.
Yeah.
Okay, but this room has in it, obviously, Richard Dick Mortis now on his suspended chain. He pulls out a couple of old-timey pistols. There are two, like, big, beefy garbage men inside of the cube who start swimming around. They've got, essentially, like, little vacuum suckers that they're using to suck out the cube in order to clear space for them to move. And then a little trash jellyfish with, like, soda cans and stuff in it start floating toward you.
Trash jellyfish.
Yes, a trash jellyfish.
I am
made out of trash jelly.
I'm loving the idea of gelatinous garbage fish coming at us. That's phenomenal.
So, I'm going to need everyone to roll initiative.
It's a Portuguese trash of war.
I've got a six.
15.
13.
Oh, my bonus to initiative is minus one.
I'm loving this, guys. I thought this was going to be a setup for Slipknot, but this is really more of a Teddy thing.
We'll see.
It was 15 for you, Brad?
It was 15. No, it was 13 for me.
Yeah, 13 for Brad, 15 for Jeff. This is really kind of your element, buddy.
You would think so. I'm not going to die this time.
Not this time.
Not this time.
Nah, man, get in here. Start eating this stuff.
This goddamn enemy is my breakfast. I'm going to gelatinous
trash
jellyfish.
Like this for breakfast.
Literally. It always tries to kill me.
This is literally your opportunity to start Scrooge McDucking around the arena.
Yeah, just go full Scrooge.
My ears are flying. My whiskers are perked. I'm ready.
Guys, go on without me. I'm going to live here now.
Gentlemen, there's goop. The goop is getting in me. Gentlemen, the goop.
Don't worry.
Close the drawers.
Wow. So you guys should be happy to know that Richard Dick Mortis got a 1 on his initiative roll, so he's starting at 7.
Nice. Still better than me.
I guess he probably got a little belvedered by his Peter Pan harness.
Whoop.
He drop kicked his jacket when he came through the door and no one cared?
No. He got belvedered. His balls are getting squished.
Oh, he didn't get Mr. Belvedered.
No, he did.
He left a bunch of streaks on the china.
That's supposed to be the big urban legend about that show, is that there was a scene take where Mr. Belvedere sat on his own balls and got real mad.
Real mad.
Real mad.
And that's where the term Belvedere, which is to sit or squish on your own balls, comes from.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, that's
all right. Well, thanks.
It's also really funny to think about a man getting very angry about sitting on his own.
How dare I?
God damn it.
Anyway, Oculus, that's the story of Mr. Belvedere and his balls. This has all been in character, of course.
Thank you for that little history lesson. I do have to inform you, though, that my tender nuggets are fine.
So the trash jelly has 9. Trash man number 1 has 12 initiative, and trash man number 2 has 18.
Oh, so trash man 2.
Trash man 2 starts off this encounter.
When the trash man's testifying. I'm sorry, we had 2 different trash man songs.
If the trash man can do it, so can you.
That's the same one as he was doing.
I know.
All right, that's good.
I'm picking his side.
You're picking Scott, you're picking trash man John.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
So this trash man runs toward Teddy, sucking up that goo all the way until he reaches the same space as Teddy, cranks the knob on his sucker a couple things, like on his vacuum. He cranks the knob on it up to like super high and tries to suck the rug up and restrain Teddy on the thing.
All right, so one thing you should note, Teddy, is that when you take a healing surge, in addition to healing half your HP, you also get a +2 bonus to all your defenses until the start of your next round.
Cool, cool.
14 versus AC.
Not enough, sir.
Sir.
Sir, garbage boy. You know, I got 19 AC, so I'm solid.
All right.
I'm not getting Luigi's Mansion today.
Not yeah. This day.
These
the
Luigi's.
Best Mario game? Yeah.
Yeah.
All these Ouija's.
Luigi board?
Waluigi is the sexiest Mario character.
Come at me.
I don't know. There's a pretty good Toad out there that I've seen.
I mean, there is a very good Toad, but Waluigi does have 5 butt cheeks.
Waluigi, too sexy, don't at me.
Don't at me. But at 15, it is Jeff's turn.
Let's see. I am going to spin up my laser. So I'm going to take careful aim, spin up my laser, and attempt to shoot the chain from which Richard Dick Mortis is hanging.
Nice.
I want him down here in this muck with us. I have a 15 versus reflex.
Ooh, he's got a 16 reflex.
Oh, no! All right. I tried. Fine, though. I still get to make a secondary target attack against his allies.
Perfect.
Any of them that are relatively near him, if you want to say there's any. It's fine if there's not.
Unfortunately, I've kind of established that he's at the top of this space.
Yeah.
And then everyone else is 30 feet below.
Well, that's okay. How about this? I was shooting at his chain.
I'll give you one.
How about I change what I was doing?
No. I said earlier I was shooting at his chain. Yeah.
So what happens is the laser shoots past the chain.
Mm-hmm.
And ricochets off of one of the many fancy mirrors in the room, driving back downward into the goo, heading toward trash man number 1.
That's fine. What I was going to say is, since I wasn't shooting at him, but near him, a miss would hit him. But I'm fine with this. This is even better. All right, let's see if we get him. Shooting at trash man number 1. I have a 20 versus trash man 1's reflex modified.
He's got a 13 reflex, so this bolt comes slamming into his pack. What's the deal?
Well, as it happens, he gets zappoed for 12 points of damage.
Ouch.
Zapped again.
I'm not going to feel bad about that because these Omega Techs are one use.
All right, so yeah, the electricity sort of convulses through his pack. Ow!
I tried, guys. That's my one ranged attack. Someone else is going to have to shoot that guy. guy off the ceiling.
Starts throwing garbage at him from way down here.
All right, it is Teddy's turn at 13.
Is Garbage Man 1 or 2 in front of me?
It was 1 because he was the first one to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, these garbage
men... Garbage Man 2 is in front of you. Garbage Man 2 is the one that came for
you. Oh, okay.
You had them listed before you rolled initiative.
I did. I'm sorry. I wrote them down, and then I rolled initiative.
I'm doing this... I'm sorry. I am reversing your trends.
You're done.
I'm the goddamn game master, Jeff.
Teddy doesn't... I don't... Listen.
It's my confusing job.
We'll see if the crowd agrees with that. John, your character dies.
Aw.
And then he's back to life.
Yay.
All right.
We win.
We did it, guys.
Hey, the president's online one for you, Oculus 5.
Oh, hello, Mr. President.
Hello, Oculus 5. I've heard that you're so muscly.
Aw, thank you.
I'm going to give you a free ride in a fire truck and karate lessons.
Nice.
Hey, do you like pizza?
Who doesn't?
You get free pizza forever.
Woo.
And a race car bed. I have to go now. I'm the president.
And that, my friends, is how fishing works.
Anyway, I'm done being the GM.
All right, Teddy Ruspin, what's going on?
I'm not going to fuck around with this guy, because as he's moving towards me, he is basically eating food and destroying it before my eyes, and I take great offense to that. So I'm going to unclip my unstable vibroblade from my belt and try and just stab it through his heart and then into the pack behind him, releasing all that glorious food that he's been sucking up on his way here. All
right.
So it's going to be... a 22 versus fortitude.
Yeah, you beat him there.
Oh, baby. So it's going to be 13. No, that's not it. Subtract 1 because my dexterity modifier is -1. Plus twice my level. So 12 plus 2 is a 14 damage with an ongoing 5 physical damage. Save ends.
So he's taking a total of... he's taking that. That's all. Very good.
Yeah, so you stab into him and you sort of clip him on the side. And you manage to nick that pack a little bit. And so you can see a couple, like, globules.
Little goops.
Yeah, of, like, smaller pieces of particulate trash floating out. But there's a searing red burn on his side. But he's actually still got a little bit of go left in him.
All right. It was close, but not
you
enough.
Were almost there.
I was almost there. There's going to be a tear in my eye as I watch those gloops. Not enough.
Free them. Free the gloops.
Not enough.
I'm also pretty sure my viral blade is now dead, so...
Yep.
I toss my hilt into the garbage pile, adding to my later meals.
Gonna eat that later.
Okay, so now it is Trash Man number one's turn, and he is going to sort of... You can see him, like, settle his knees a couple times, and then bounce as he flips the knobs on his vacuum to reverse, points it under him, and uses it to rocket up toward the top of the goo.
He's gone from suck to blow.
All right, he's just established how we get up out of here,
I know,
guys.
I should stop
trying
to destroy
these. No one blow up their
machines.
Someone clean that meat off my backpack.
And as he's doing this, he takes out his other hand and reaches it up toward Oculus Vive as some, like, green electricity starts sparking up around it.
Ew, get away from me, you meatbag. It's a solid hit, though.
Yeah, that's a 27.
Yeah, that's a solid hit.
That would hit almost anybody.
But you only take 6 electricity damage.
Woo.
With 5 ongoing save ends.
That's bad. Great. But you can save off it. That's good. I think it's the jellyfish, right?
Oh, yes, it is. So now the jellyfish is going to float toward good old Teddy Ruspin and try to give him the business.
I want to be inside that jellyfish. Let's make that clear right now.
I'm horny for this jellyfish.
Who doesn't?
I want to dive into his face.
I've read so many Mass Effect fics that start and end that way.
Doesn't surprise me.
So much Hanar erotica.
That's what they're called. Thank you.
So that is 20 versus AC, or versus reflex.
Yeah,
that's going to hit me real hard.
So the jellyfish comes down, lands on your back, and just charges its electric energy through you, and you take 9 electricity damage.
I am imagining SpongeBob jellyfish this entire time, so it's not super terrifying.
Man, you're just getting the crap beaten out of you, aren't you?
Yeah,
you're
big, man.
You're a big team punching bag.
Yeah, you really are.
I mean, he also
but
fell
not
into
even
the
a,
thick of it.
I think not
the,
even a good punching bag.
I think these guys all have phones, and they're letting each other know not to attack me. Like, don't bother, guys.
Yeah,
it would have been tactically advantageous for them all to swarm him, so at least I get let one of the tough guys rock it off with his little jetpack.
No, I think this is all great.
Yep. Now it's Dick's turn, who takes out his two flintlock pistols, points them toward Hugo, and says, "You're gonna pay for that, boy."
I haven't done anything to you.
You tried to shoot me. You've initiated a duel.
Let the record show that I tried to shoot your chain.
Pistols at dawn, and by dawn I mean immediately. 27 versus fortitude?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
All right, so you take 10 radiation damage.
Very good.
And are blinded until the start of his next turn.
Very good.
As these are white-hot energy pistols that just blind...
White-hot energy.
You're mostly eyes, and so it just fills all those eyes with so much light. And now, it's Oculus Vive's turn.
This Yay. Is most unpleasant.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and... Which one was next to me?
Trash Man 1.
All right. Awesome. Well, first I got to see if I save off my ongoing. I do.
Yay. No more 5 ongoing electricity damage.
That's nice. Not taking extra damage is always good. And now I'm just going to go ahead and see if I can wreck this dude's day. I'm going to use my new alpha mutation and all the goo getting in my circuits begins to make the television spark and zap, and all of a sudden a giant green explosion goes out from him in about 15 feet in every direction.
Perfect.
And let's see if I can hit this dude. It is a 15 v fortitude.
He's got 16 fortitude.
Oh, F that guy. I hate him. I hate him so much.
But is it that versus everyone in the blast radius?
Yes.
And you said 15 versus fortitude?
Yes.
Well, guess who's got a 14 fortitude? It's someone named Richard Dick Mortis. And you're at the top of the jelly pile, so 15 reaches the roof.
Sweet. All right. Let's see. So he takes 26 necrotic damage, and a small piece of his soul goes screaming out from his body and into Oculus Vive.
So... he's bloodied. He's super bloodied. As a piece of his soul comes and enters Oculus Vive, it tastes of mint julep and not so subtle racism.
Minty and racist.
And also, because you just did that blast, you've knocked out about 15 blocks worth of, or 15 feet worth of jelly underneath you. So you all come crashing down into that jelly, getting that soft landing about halfway down.
Nice.
Bringing us to the top of the next round with Trashman 2 kicking us off.
Trashman.
No doubt he will kill me.
He is going to try to give you the sucking business again.
Good God, why do you keep killing us?
It's okay, we have one more healing surge.
25 versus AC?
Yeah, no, that for sure kills me.
That's 11 damage?
Oh, he's dead.
Yeah.
He's unconscious.
So as I fall into the goo, the my Texas-shaped belt buckle catches the light from above, and it's
All right.
beautiful.
Anyone with a free or with a minor action can go over there and let him spend a healing
Why?
Surge. So.
I don't want to kill you. This isn't what I'm trying to do.
You're really trying to put me 6 feet under every time.
They got it in for you, man. These guys are squirrel prejudiced.
I won a contest,
to
be honest.
Get out of my trash. It's a mine. I'm going to eat it for dinner.
Cool. So, yeah.
So, yeah, what happens, though, is you were restrained, so it sucks up the carpet, and it sucks it into the pack, and you can actually see it, like, physically puff out as it enters the pack, and then it sucks in your tail, and it gets stuck as you're...
Oh.
So it's kind of holding you by the butt.
And you're vaguely unconscious.
And insult to injury. Jesus Christ. Cool.
Cool. That is the coolest.
Got my goddamn asshole exposed now to the... To my boys.
To my boys.
My boy.
Two squirrels pop out and start chirping, trying to hype me up, but I'm too far gone.
Yeah, man. They're just straight, like, throwing shade at that trash guy.
All right. 15 means Jeff.
I can't see. I've been blinded. This is most uncomfortable. If only I had any attacks at all that don't require me to hit. Oh, wait. I will switch minds with that guy.
All right. What's Oh, it just automatically happens?
Yep.
So do I just give you his sheet or what?
No, you don't have to do anything like that.
All right.
I'm basically just going to tell you what his action is.
Cool.
So at the start of his turn, this is save ends, by the way.
Yep.
So I overcharged. He is -5 to save off against this, which means he basically has to roll a 5 or lower on a d20 to get out of currently having my body and me having his. So now that I can see, because I have his body, I am going to use my move action to swoop down on his chain, down into the goop. Really gooped up. I'm going to lay a hand on that guy and allow him to spend his healing surge.
Nice.
Yes. I'm back up to a solid... You'll kill me immediately next turn. But for now, I'm at 9 hit points.
Hey, well, now it's your turn at 13.
So
and as I pull up next to the trash man too, I'll get a hand on the squirrel and just go, I smell like a horse's butt.
I come to with a shock.
Yeah.
If I got this right, I'm coming to after just being knocked out, and my fucking tail is still in this guy's vacuum?
Yeah, and you have Richard Dick Mortis in your face.
Yeah, but I just healed you.
But now he's my friend. Okay. Yeah.
And I smell bad.
All right, well, I mean, I guess I gotta attack the guy behind me. This is Garbage Man 2, right?
Correct.
Yeah, you gotta get that butt sucker.
Yeah, so I'm gonna try and get this butt sucker. I'm gonna, swing around with my body and try and, like, use my tail power to pull his sucker away from him and then just, fuck this guy. I'm gonna use my accelerated claws to just, like, blast through his face and shift myself away from who I think is still my enemy. And then, like, into a better position to maybe stay alive next turn.
You're cranking out the ohms to max.
Yeah. I'm sick of dying.
Yeah, you're gonna fill him with that thick, thick cotton. Let's see it.
All right.
I belong in this here goop.
I belong up here in the clouds.
Does 8 hit his AC?
8? How could you possibly roll that low?
Because, the attack is level plus dexterity versus AC. So those two cancel each other out, so it's an unmodified roll. So I got an 8 versus that AC.
It's just level plus dexterity? That's so bad.
Okay, yeah. You know what? This is bullshit, is what I'm going to say. And you've been through enough, is what I'm going to say. So I'm going to let you pull this off on this guy.
this is the worst power I've ever seen. Yeah.
I'm going to let him crank the ohms into this, buddy.
I don't mind if I lose my vape claws for this shit. I want him dead.
I mean, I don't mind the comedy of errors we got going on, but...
Can I borrow some D8s? Oh, wait. I want to first try and overcharge it, because why not? All
right.
I'm just going to go all out.
Because it might do something bad to you.
I know. I guess I know that, but I'm also fine with it.
Mentally, I know that, but...
I got a 14. I overcharged it. So it's going to do 6D8 damage to him.
Come on, blast that boy.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Math. 17, 23. Did I add wrong?
No, you're fine. Everything's great. You're at 30 damage now.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
There we are.
I'm at 30 damage. No, I'm at 29 damage because it adds my dexterity modifier. No, wait. Plus twice your level. Jesus Christ.
31 damage.
31 damage going to this motherfucker as I claw through him.
So I'm
going to
let you know this. Trash Man 2 had exactly 31 hit points left.
Wow.
Describe your vaping him to death.
Okay, so steamed as I am, all of my claws immediately start expelling vape. A cloud encircles us, and all anyone else looking on would see is just a puff of red mist, like, blow out of this cloud, and then suddenly I am 5 feet away from him, I think is the distance. I'm 5 feet away from, like, a bloody mess on the ground with a jetpack, still hopefully intact, with a little bit of goop seeping out of it.
And the goo is slowly starting to, like, seal back in.
Ugh.
That goo.
He is becoming one with it.
I still have my tail, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You also lost the tail.
Yeah, you're missing
Son
some
of a bitch.
Of hair.
Yeah, that's normal, though.
Yeah, you were pretty mangy to begin with. It's fine.
Super mangy.
I say, I love it when my henchmen die. In fact, that other one over there is a fired.
Oh, no.
My wife and kids. My wife.
My wife and kids. That's why they call me Damon Wayans.
Pack up a suitcase full of goop, that there's your severance package, and ski-daddle.
You think you can fire me like this? This is bullshit. You have to give me 2 weeks of notice. You a son of a bitch. And at 12, it's Trash Man 1's turn, and he's going to attack his former employer.
I deserve this.
The hot streak continues.
I don't care. These aren't my hit points.
That's 26 versus his AC.
Yeah.
So that's 10 damage. Plus he's restrained.
Yay.
As he gets sucked in by the boot.
Ow. I say, ow, my biscuits are burning.
He has very, very little HP left.
Good.
I will.
So you try to let me go. Now you try to get let go. The speaker crackles on. See, I'm not the only one who sometimes has trouble saying things. It happens to all of us, and we can fix it in post.
I guess it's.
You're doing a great job, by the way.
Ooh, good one.
Okay, so it's Trash Jelly's turn.
Great. Let's get them trash jellies.
Trash jelly's gonna go for the gooman, or the squirrel.
The gooman.
The gooman.
Yeah. The gooman.
The squirrel.
The squirrel.
Wait, the gooman?
Yeah.
The gooman.
Okay. Squirrels, otherwise known as gooman. The gooman race.
Is he attacking my reflex again? Did he attack my reflex last time?
It's 8 versus reflex.
Oh, yeah, no, I dodge out of that one. I'm still hyped up on that vape trip I just took.
Woo!
Yeah. I'm way
You're
too
so high
into
on vape.
Just blowing steam.
That's
clouds.
How vape works, though, right?
I think
right?
so. I think you get real high on it.
Yeah.
I think you get high on vape.
Vape bars are just literally high.
You're definitely getting something in there, not just boring sugar air.
Yeah.
All right. So now it's Dick's turn. He needs to save against the control.
He does. Otherwise, he controls me. But hey, because it's the start of his turn, at least he's not blinded.
13. So.
So no.
Nope.
So he has my tank. He gets to use one of my actions if he wants.
All right. He's going to use that long arm of the sea to try to whip up at Oculus.
Great. I'll roll it because I know I have the accuracy in front of me. So
I always knew you were a traitor.
I'm sorry, John. I'm also on a hot streak tonight. That's 21 versus AC.
Yeah, that'll get me.
Yeah, all right. So you take a D6, and you are restrained save ends. You take 10 damage, and you are restrained save ends. Sorry about that.
Traitor!
Yeah, do we know that you switched bodies?
I smell like dumb butts! No. I'm not the only person capable of character assassination in this room.
See, there you go.
I always knew you smelled like dumb butts! And now I know you're a traitor.
You ragamuffin!
How dare you?
It is now your turn.
I have neither rags nor muffins.
I'm just laughing. The southern gentleman with his butt stuck in a vacuum cleaner is just laughing uncontrollably.
All right, so
please give us fan art. Just any southern gentleman will do.
I'm going to go ahead and attack Nyarlathotep tank.
No! Stick to the plan!
Fine. All right. I'm going to take out my weird little metal egg, and because the trash man is sucking up chili dogs and other assorted trash,
then he does his best James Dean.
I'm going to throw it down where he is and hope it gets sucked into the pipe as it explodes. So let's see if I can get that nade up in his business. I got a 17 versus reflex.
Reflex for either of them, that'll beat.
Nice. It's going to hit both of them.
Oh, God. So you're down there. That egg comes in, hits you. Now he's Belvedered.
You done got egged in the eggs, buddy.
Ow!
My huevos. All right, so that's 21 radiation damage.
You have no more kids now.
Well, yeah, I irradiated his eggs.
Yeah, so Richard Dick Mortis is as ash.
Oh, I guess I pop back into my own brain then. I don't think there's any specific rules in this game for what happens if someone you're dominating dies.
Yeah, I would assume he just popped back.
Yeah.
He doesn't even get anything special to say at the end. He's just gone.
Just gone.
He might have thought for a split second, like, I don't care. I'm not in that body anymore.
Like,
as he was ripped from the skull.
That guy's me.
He had to watch himself die from my body. That's rough.
Yep.
Then again, he shouldn't have laid a dumb trap for us. This is why Deadstone was a good dude.
Deadstone was great.
Ha ha! Take that! And now you, villain! And he turns to Nyarlathotep.
Relax, I have mind switch powers today.
Ah, very good. Wait, are you still switched?
No, you killed him.
Okay, then. I'll trust you.
I will reflexively... Oh, wait, at the start of my turn, anyway.
Well, it's 15, so it rolls back to...
To you.
I reflexively end, as a free action, the restrained condition I've inflicted on you. You are no longer grabbed by me.
Yay.
So there you go. See, I'm even letting you go. Ordinarily, I'd strangle you for a while for fun.
Understandable. It is so much fun to strangle.
Right. I'm gonna go after the trash jelly. I'm going to attempt the same attack against the trash jelly in an attempt to restrain it so it can't keep killing our friend. So I will attempt a long arm of the sea. Crit.
Well, it was a minion, so...
Really? The trash jelly was a minion?
Yeah.
I grab it, and it goops in my hand.
Yep.
My tentacle. I reach out, I'm like, ha-ha, gotcha, goop.
Just loses shape.
But
darn it.
Well, I'm taking credit for that.
It happens to more minions. You just goop them.
This one didn't even have a skeleton for me to rip out of his body.
Nope.
I just got an old soup can.
And pieces of corn.
Ew.
Loose corn.
Nothing worse than loose corn. All of a sudden, corn starts coming through the trash.
I freak on a leash.
Ooh,
That's disturbed, though.
Yeah. Okay, well, anyway, you are now free of the goop thing that's been straight up killing you for a minion.
Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty sad. So, who's left now?
The trash man.
It's you.
So just one more garbage man?
Wait, yep.
I'm the
and
only one
it's
left?
13, so it's you.
All right, cool. So I'm going to just run at this trash man. I don't have vape claws anymore, do I?
Nope, you burned them. In exchange for being able to hit him.
That's fine with me, I guess. So I'm going to run at this trash man, pulling my giant tree branch club from my back and try and crush it into his dumb face, which, you know, as soon as I find dice.
All right, yeah. You are moving through a viscous surface, though.
Oh, that's true. It's all goo.
You might have to reduce your movement. Unlike yeah, am some I able cool to reach dudes him? Who are immune to that shit.
Huh? You can still reach him.
Okay.
I'm just reminding you that it's probably not a swift, fluid motion. It's
yeah,
probably
so I'm like trudging
whoop
through.
Well, no, we already established that garbage is your home element.
I mean, you know what? Yeah.
It's the fifth element.
It's the favorite terrain.
It's the fifth element. So I'm going to dive into the goop, and then I'm going to pop back out behind this guy with my club in hand and bring it down across his head.
Perfect.
There we go. That's what the trash girl would do, and he would totally hit. Nah, maybe not, though. 13 versus, I'm assuming, AC?
Probably. I'm pretty sure Brick Bat hits AC.
Yeah.
So he sort of, like, swims down out of the way, and you can see him wipe some sweat from his brow as it starts to like pool up into the goo.
You scared him. You scared
okay
him good.
I gave him a good
front.
He's
had a very bad day. And he again turns his hat into a rocket and tries to electrocute you as he flies towards you with his turn.
And he'll probably kill me.
Probably. Definitely.
It is not your day, squirrel.
23 never my versus day AC.
Yeah, he hits me square in the squirrel.
Hell, that would have hit me. Well, no. Ty goes to defender.
7 electricity damage.
Yes, I'm still in here. Okay. I'm down to 2 hit points, but I'm still alive.
You're
but
in
you
it
do have 5 ongoing save ends.
If I don't save, I'll die. Cool. Good.
It doesn't matter. There's only one dude left.
Kill him, revive me, and I can get back to work.
Right. Yeah. All right, so now it is John's turn, because you're at the bottom of the initiative order.
Great. So they're wearing, what are they wearing to protect themselves from the goo? These,
basically, like, almost every other minion you've faced here, they're wearing some variation of, like, this time they're basically wearing, like, old-timey, like, scuba suits. With, like, the metal frame.
I wish I had known
like
this.
Like a diving
star
bell.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're wearing old-school diving bells.
Great. I'm going to go ahead and get Alien queued up in my VR. I'm going to zap into his head that he is being attacked by a facehugger and that he needs to get everything that is near his face off. I'm going to make him take his helmet off and start drowning in trash.
Face off.
I was going to say, you can skip a step here and just watch, show him face off.
Yeah, and that should probably kill him.
Face that's off's a good movie.
It's an amazing movie.
It's got magnet boots.
John loves Face Off.
I love everything. I celebrate all of Nick Cage.
Yeah, I was gonna say, don't worry, listeners. He loves Face Off. He
Nick
likes
Cage
Bangkok
is a
Dangerous.
Wow, even Bangkok Dangerous?
Yeah, he likes everything with
everything.
Nicolas Cage.
All, I mean, all of it.
I love Stolen.
I'm angry.
All right, I've got a 14 versus Will.
He's got 12 Will.
Oh, nice. Get dunked on.
How'd you figure out his name? Jokes.
All right. So he takes 11, and he is minus 2 to attacking. He grants combat advantage, and I slide him 2 away from our squirrel friend.
Thank you.
So he does take off the diving bell, and he starts to breathe trash, and he's choking and like trying to suck it out of the way fast enough for him to breathe. But I mean, you know, by the time he gets
you know
air free, there's like a can in his mouth that he's trying to pull out.
He's like a goat.
Yeah. He has 1 HP left.
That
I guess we could offer. I mean, it's my turn next. I could just offer him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bro. Bro.
Oh, yeah. He does have a sort of dark face. I'm sorry, not a dark face. He has dark hair, a large mustache, and sort of a bulbous nose.
Good.
Oh, the trash brothers. I feel bad. We should leave one of them alive, right, guys?
Yeah, obviously. We should leave one of them around.
The better of the two.
All right. It's my turn, right?
Yes.
I'm going to extend a tentacle down, but I'm not going to do it to do damage. I'm just going to grab him out of the trash and haul him up out. And with an extra tentacle, I'm going to pluck the can out of his mouth and toss it aside.
Oh, thank you.
Surrender?
Yes, I don't have a job anymore, so.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was me that fired you. That was a little ruse. But hey, good news. You're in charge of this room now.
Oh, my God. That's a large pay raise.
Johnny's going to school.
I'm really glad for you. Now, could you tell us how to get up and out of this pit full of goo?
Oh, you just to take the backpack, so you go up and you go out of the other room. Oh, thank you so much, sir.
That is my pleasure indeed.
Yeah, so I'll go ahead and blast my way out of this room.
And as I'm following, I'm going to be like, hey, Oculus, you have Alien in that thing, right?
Oh, yes.
But, okay, so Aliens is an action movie.
Not in here.
Interesting. What about Alien 3?
Also not in here.
So that's just the conversation that's vanishing.
What about the Alien versus Predator?
I kill him.
Good. You find the key.
Oh, yes. That's right. We need the key. Who's got a key?
Him, now that he's dead. He yeah.
Oh, are you actually killing him?
When he inherited the room, he got the key.
That wasn't the gag? You're going to kill our guy?
No, just spin around. How dare you? And I melt his brain.
Oh, you mean man. We got to leave one alive. That's too late. You killed
him. You aren't the boss of here. You can't make him in charge of the room.
No, but it'd be fun to do so.
I'm the boss of him now.
What about Alien Resurrection?
Eh.
So
it's in there, but I don't talk about it.
The speaker goes on. I've heard people call X-Crawl trash television, but never anything quite this bad, huh?
These are getting real good.
A little slow clap shows up on the screen.
Just two hands.
Two hands just show up.
Ah, that was a joke I can't refuse.
Oh, good, good, good. It looks like you used up some of your equipment while you were occupied in the room. I'm just going to go ahead and drop some new stuff in for you before you go to the next room. It's probably going to be pretty direct in there.
That's mighty neighborly of you.
I think he's on our side.
I like him. Oh, good.
I just want a good show.
Yeah, he's committed to the art. Yeah. If we go into the next room and just get lasered, then that's not going to be good for anybody.
It's all about ratings, I guess.
Yep.
All right, so was it an alpha mutation and an omega tech that got used, or was it two alpha mutations?
It's entirely up to you. Alpha mutations occur whenever, I think it's whenever someone rolls a crit, which everyone switches alpha mutations is the way that works, which is really confusing when it comes to podcast play, especially because I had a crit during that fight that destroyed that minion and didn't really matter. So we'll just, for the purposes of this, even though that's the way alpha mutations work, we just switch alpha mutations whenever you, the DM, want. And Omega Tech is straight up treasure. It's also whenever you want.
So yeah, you'll also, anyone who has used their alpha mutation draws a new one, and then everyone gets a new piece of Omega Tech.
All right, there we go.
Sweet.
That's a good idea, taking away this mind switch from me, because otherwise I'm...
my God. So... The new mutation for Oculus Vive is Footus Ginormicus.
Oh, good.
Son of a bitch.
She gets huge, beefy feet now.
This is so useful.
This is amazing. Every time.
Now he just waddles around.
Now I've got big old feet.
And they just stick out of the sides of your feet. Not touching the ground or anything. Okay, let's see what I got here. I picked up an alpha mutation of phase strike. You shift your enemy out of phase for a short time, which disorients it. It's a dark physical weapon attack, level plus wisdom versus will. Double plus wisdom modifier, level physical damage, and the target is stunned, and you can overcharge it. It's basically, it's a blast, so it's just another thing coming out of my big old turret. And then for my new Omega Tech, I got a cracked ray gun. Oh, it's a sleep gun.
Oh, it's a sleep gun, and it's got a list of six things you wouldn't guess. cracked ray gun.
Oh, gosh. It's got a deeply stultifyingly boring article about 15 things I didn't notice about Disney princesses.
So my new alpha mutation is Hands of Power. You draw on random ambient dark energy in the area and blast it from your hands.
A lot of hand stuff with you, huh?
We're all about hand stuff here.
It's a standard action, close blast 3. It targets each creature in the blast. So basically, I like the Dragon Ball Z, like, energy blast things they do.
Wait a minute. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, no, I was done.
It's a key blast.
I just realized, listen to this. This is the cracked ray gun effect. 4d8 plus wisdom modifier plus twice your level necrotic damage, and the target falls unconscious, save ends. In addition, you fall unconscious, save ends.
Yeah, it blows up.
It shoots you with the same beam. Now I really wish I had that and the dominate effect at the same time, so I could dominate a guy and then have him shoot a friend and have them fall unconscious. Life. All right, well, anyway, folks. I mean, I don't want to put a damper on the party, but we have been doing this adventure for 2 hours now.
You know I still have an Omega.
Oh, that's fine. You can keep Omega Techs as much as you want. They're just treasure.
Cool. Well, yeah. I think that, you know, he needs to read off what his was, and then John needs to read off what his was.
Yeah, our new Omega
Techs. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Really jumping the gun over there.
No, no, no. I'll switch that around. It's fine. You guys are fine. Fire away.
So mine actually makes an odd amount of sense for what I am, which is that I have a cognition anchor, which is if anyone deals psychic damage to me, then I get to immediately do a backlash attack against them. So I can zap them against will to do a bunch of psychic damage to them, and even if I miss, it still does half.
Nice.
And I get a +2 to my will until the end of the encounter if it goes off.
Ooh!
Yeah, so if anyone tries to get up in my brain meats, I get up in their brain meats.
So I got an auto skeleton. This exoskeleton's iron alloy braces have a mind of their own. Basically, I got cool armor I can attach to my belt, which automatically interrupts an action when I become dazed or stunned and negates it.
Nice.
Ooh, that's really good.
Yeah.
All right, well, there you go. That's little great
by,
new gear.
Little by little, I'm clothing myself.
Yeah.
Soon you will find pants. Never a decent pair of pants.
Never use Omega Tech. Just be completely decked out in it.
And my big old feet.
I love that you keep getting giant ass.
Giant hobbit's feet.
Also, the overcharge on it just says, really?
Yeah. Do it anyway.
I overcharge my feet. They are feetier.
They got real vascular.
Real masculine feet.
Petite feet, feminine step. Sounds like a lady when he's walking in the room.
I think we kind of have to call it here, guys. This is a two-hour episode at the moment. I'm probably going to split it into two anyway.
Yeah, probably great. A good move. Yeah.
Well, we've gotten another key. We have made good progress.
What's this key? The first key was rad. The keys have been interesting so far.
Oh, yes. So this one, it is a glass with a little mint leaf in it.
And it's half full.
Yes.
Of mint leaf. Okay, great.
Yes. So it's half full of mint leaves.
Or is it half empty?
It depends. That is the question.
Where's that hazelnut creamer?
Now it's completely full of hazelnut cream.
I mean, you can grab that as you're walking out the room to start chugging
100%, yeah.
Get a little milk mustache going for you.
Yeah, just gnawing on some trash and washing it down with hazelnut cream.
The weirdest thing about that is that that's just the powdered stuff. Oh, my.
It's pour a bunch of powdered creamer on some mint leaves.
The
most refreshing beverage.
Squirrel don't care. All right, folks, that has been probably two episodes of Gamma Crawl X.
Yeah, thank you so much for listening. We will, of course, be back soon with more of the continuing adventures of these absolute ridiculous monsters as they attempt to escape this fiendish dungeon laid out from DJ Home Box Office.
As always, this has been produced a product.
This has been Perseus. We give all our glory to him. He who resides in the sky and rains lightning upon us.
Thank you, John.
Welcome.
I'm so tired, John. This is like my fourth episode of content today.
So much content. I've been creating it. Get off my lawn!
John, I gotta head into your bathroom and make some more.
Oh, man, you've got too much content that you're making. You gotta see a doctor for how much content you're making in a day.
I just gotta take some Pepto or something.
I mean,
man.
I gotta make content 3-4 times a day.
My content's getting real runny. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Look, my content creator is starting to chat.
I got some blood in my content, so...
I know, I pour blood, sweat, and tears into my content too, John. I'm definitely not rising to the bait right now, that's for sure. That's one thing I'm not doing.
Definitely one thing.
So, as always, this has been a System Mastery podcast production. Thank you so much for your support that made this entire nonsense possible. Thanks, as always, to our special guest. Actually, this is a new podcast. Let's just say our other two members of the podcast crew. We got John over here, and then, of course, Quinn, and those are our other two.
That's it.
God damn it.
Oh, and then thanks, Brad, for being here. Thanks so
much. Fuck you guys, too.
You're still a very good kid.
I'm just kidding. John and I are always here. We're the normal people. You special guests who are, I guess, official members of this team, Quinn and Brad, thank you so much for being here. Quinn, as always, the host of several podcasts and an awesome dude. Brad, who has nothing going on.
You're fucking putting me down still.
We're playing Blue Rose together soon.
I know we established I have nothing going on, but at this point, I'm done with it.
You're just rubbing it in.
I am not. That's his catchphrase.
Hey, anyway, thanks for having me.
Create some content.
We're just going to have a shirt
I'm
with
fucking trying.
Brad's face on it that says, I got nothing going on, TM.
Learn to put some spin on it. You want to make that thing an inflection so you can shout it to the crowd when you come out on stage.
Yeah.
Who am I?
You need one of those Jason Manzoukas style, what's up, jerks? If you could just work one of those into, I've got nothing going on.
It's a little too wordy, but I'll try.
Oh my God, how did we get here? Thank you so much for listening. Support us on Patreon if for some reason you are inclined to do so.
Yeah, if you've made it this far.
We gotta end it now before it gets worse.
Thank you.
Reward us before we have to reward you.
We'll find you and reward you.
We're going to put reparations out.
We have a certain set of skills. I will find you, and I will reward you.
The next episode is just going to be us giving apologies to everyone over the course of 2 hours as a result of the class action lawsuit brought against us.
Hello, my name is Liam Neeson, and I'd like to deliver a list of apologies.
I'd like to apologize to the British.
I'm sorry. I'd like to apologize to the ACLU.
Thank you so much, folks. Have a good night.
You better make some preparations. There's no time for hesitations. Compile a list of tips. Get some friends together, cause together it's far better. Do get ready for the apocalypse.
God damn it.
This really fell apart at the end there.